And then, how about something big and black that they would put out in the backyard to wash clothes?
Oh, wash pot.
You had that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did you ever call it anything else?
Not that I can think of, because I know that we, when we killed hogs, we cleaned out those same black pots and boiled lard in them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard of using it for that. Did you make anything else in them?
Not that I can remember.
What do you call the thing that you put on the stove to heat water in for tea?
Kettle.
Okay, would you ever call a wash pot a kettle?
I don't believe so.
Okay. That is done in some part of the country, but mm-hmm. I don't think much in the South. How about a container that you plant flowers in the house?
Flower pot.
And what about something you put cut flowers in?
Vase. Mm-hmm. Now, there's something else that you were able to set a pot down in, more decorative, called a jardiniere.
Yep, I know. Used to have them on my buttresses out mm-hmm. the front. Two of them, I've still got them on the porch, but two of them are broken.
Mm-hmm.
And it would look silly just to put the one out. I think they were nice old things. But I do know that term very well, having grown up with them. Let's see, the eating utensils that you put beside the plate are
knives, forks, and spoons.
And one of the things you cut with would be a
knife.
Okay. And if the dishes are all dirty, you would say, I have to go and
wash the dishes.
And after she washes the dishes to get the soap off, she
rinses the dishes. Mm-hmm. Or scalds the dishes.
Yeah, I've heard that. Is that mm-hmm. the same as rinsing?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then the cloth or rag that you would use?
Drying cloth. Is that what you're thinking about?
Was that to dry them?
Mm-hmm.
How about to wash them?
A dish rag.
Okay. And then how about what to wash your face?
A wash rag.
Yeah, and to dry yourself?
Towel.
Okay. And then what do you turn on at the kitchen sink to get the water out?
A faucet. A lot of people call it a spigot.
That's the same
but
thing?
Spigot, I believe, from where I came, was more an outdoor.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like a hydrant, see.
Spigot and hydrant are the same.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Suppose it was something on a portable water container that you turned on, what would that be?
That would still be a faucet as far as I know.
All right. Mm-hmm. And you might say, it was so cold last night that our water pipes
froze
and
burst.
All right. And if you stuck a pin in a balloon, it would
burst.
Okay. And while we're I'll wait on the freezing for later. That's in with the weather section. The big wooden thing that you used to buy flour in.
Flour bin.
A big wooden.
Oh, barrel.
Yeah. And how about a smaller one that nails would come in?
Keg.
And then the metal thing that holds the staves in? A barrel.
Hook.
Mm-hmm. And do you know what molasses used to come in large quantities?
No, because I don't believe that I've ever had any experience with molasses.
How about lard?
Oh, in a 50-pound lard can.
Mm-hmm. Does the term stand of molasses or stand of lard mean anything to you?
It doesn't to me, no.
Somewhere in the country, but I don't know where. Let's see. What do you use to pour water into a narrow-mouthed bottle?
A funnel.
Okay. And then to make your horses go faster, you hit them with a
whip.
And if you bought fruit at the store, the grocer might put it in a, can't make the right gesture here. So you bought some apples, the grocer would put them in a
sack.
Made of?
Paper or mesh.
Okay. How was a fairly large quantity of sugar packaged?